So before we get into the episode, a word from our sponsors. Hello, everyone, and thanks for listening in today. We're talking about Outlander's episode, The Wedding. It's an episode that I'm pretty sure that a lot of y'all have been waiting for. I'll probably be turning a bright shade of red by the end of this discussion. And it's probably going to be an explicit rating podcast. I don't know. Anyway, here we go. So on the previous discussion of Outlander, I had said that Dougal had said a line that I couldn't remember how it went. And he says something, the idea of grinding your corn does tickle me. So, yeah, that's the line. But anyways, when I said I was running out of time in that last episode, then I kept going, you know, it's because I only have a certain amount of time to do these recordings because my husband comes home and he can be very loud, you know, after coming home from work. So, and most of the time I am burning the midnight oil trying to get these podcasts done. And edited and put together and published. So it takes a while. But anyway, enough about that. We're here to talk about the wedding episode of Outlander. I have the synopsis written right here. It says, marriage to a Scot seems to be the only legal way out to save Claire from falling into the paws of Black Jack Randall. And Jamie accepts to become her husband and protect her. Claire is overwhelmed by circumstances that are forcing her into becoming an adulteress and a bigamist. The hasty marriage takes place, and in order to be legal, it must be consummated that night. So, yeah. So, this episode, it starts out with Frank and Claire going to get married. And, they're walking down the street, and they're fixing to go meet his family, and he goes and says that let's get married, you know, and let's start a family and a life together. So him and Claire, you know, they go and they get married. And then it pans out to Jamie and Claire getting married. And that's how this episode starts out. And I liked how this episode was done on that, because I like how it wasn't from point A to point C. You know, they did point B first, and then they did point C, and then they did point A, and circled back around to, you know. I liked how they did that, and that was a pretty good way of, you know, being able to include everything in it, but also, you know, make the episode really more interesting to watch. And then also, I liked how you could see the difference between Jamie and Frank in this first scene, and then compared to Jamie and Claire's wedding, you know, the difference between Frank and Jamie. Not that Frank's way was bad, but you know, Jamie put a lot of care into making this a proper wedding, as we'll find out later on in the episode. So, yeah, that was really interesting how they played this. So, and then another thing with Claire's voiceover, she's talking about pearls being scattered, you know, how she feels lost and how she feels like she feels guilty for marrying Jamie, you know, feeling she's done something wrong to Frank. And, you know, and then later on in the episode, of course, Jamie gives Claire his mother's pearls, and it's the most precious thing he has, you know, and now Claire is the most precious thing he has. So I thought that was really, really neat, just, you know, for that to be said in the beginning of the episode, and then for it to wrap up, the episode wrap up with that scene of Jamie giving Claire his pearl, his mother's pearls. So, but anyway, that's getting ahead. So Jamie comes into the room and of course it's awkward and the party's still going on downstairs and they're probably not going to go to bed until they know that Jamie and Claire have made things official. So, and, Claire, you know, says to Jamie that he's a regular Bob Hope because I think Jamie said something about Angus and Rupert wanting to watch. So Jamie and Claire, they toast. This is like the first drink of many for Claire too, by the way. But they toast to Jamie toasts to her being a strong woman and his wife, and he calls her Claire Fraser for the first time, and that was really sweet. And poor Jamie right here, because you know, after he does that, she downs her drink, and then of course she pours herself another one, downs that one, and then pours herself another one. And you know, she's just you know, she's trying to work herself up to this moment, you know, because, you know. And Jamie's like, he tells her he's not gonna force himself on her. And then so she says that she has some questions, you know, and asks him why he married her, and, you know, because she didn't have much choice, but she feels like he might have. And he confesses straight out that, no, he didn't have a choice because, you know, Dougal really didn't give him much of a choice. And, you know, he had to save Claire for, you know, to keep her out of the hands of Blackjack Randall. So it goes to that scene where they're talking in the barn. Him, Murdaugh, and Ned Gowan and Dougal are talking about what they have to do. And, you know, of course, Ned Gowan says that they have to consummate the marriage. And Dougal, you know, makes his remarks about, you know, how he could think of worse things to do than to, you know. And that upsets Jamie too, because he says if Claire is to be my wife, I will not have you talk about her like she's some common whore. And but you know, Dougal tells him, you know, that he has to do this, or because Claire, you know, she did take a good beating from Randall, Blackjack Randall, but the next time, you know, she may not, you know. Because Jamie knows what Blackjack Randall's capable of, and you don't want that to happen to Claire. Of course, you know, Dougal has ulterior motives. I mean, he has more than one reason for this. One is to keep Claire safe, but there's actually three reasons why Dougal is doing this. And I guess a spoiler alert right here, because number one is to keep Claire safe, like I said, and then number two is if Claire has information on them, you know, because she does, he doesn't want that, he doesn't want Blackjack Randall to find that, all that information out. And then number three is because he wanted Jamie to not get be able to be Laird of Castle Leoc. Now, there's other things that happen in the future, and I don't know if this was Dougal's plan for, you know, I don't know if he had planned this out, you know, this soon. So I'm not going to get into the details of that. Plus, it's kind of fuzzy to me too right now. So I need to keep watching myself. So, and I don't want to get any facts wrong. So, but anyway, Dougal has more than one reason to want to marry Jamie off to Claire. So anyways, but in this episode, you know, it's to keep Claire safe. And this impresses Claire. And she says, so you did this to keep me safe. And he tells her, yes, you know, you have my name, my clan, and if necessary, the protection of my body as well. Which is, oh my gosh, wow. You know, the best line ever, you know? One of the best lines. Especially, I mean, it's one of many in this episode. So, but anyways. And this impresses Claire, and they go to the bed, and they're fixing to kiss, but, she wants to know about his family, which I thought, you know, that was good because, you know, they're both very nervous and they're both very it's awkward right now, and so, you know, Claire trying to ease the tension and ease into this, you know. So Jamie goes on and talks about his family, his, you know, and, you know, it's a melody voiceover thing, so we don't get to hear everything, but, you know, he's talking about where he's from, what, you know, all of this, and he, you know, he's just a good storyteller, like she says in the episode, as a Scots, and, so they were, you know, relaxed with each other and everything, and then, Angus and Rupert barge in the door, and they want to see if anything has happened yet, and of course, you know, nothing's happened yet, but you know, they wanted to see, you know, but Jamie kicks them out, and he comes back into the room, and, you know, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. He's standing there, and she says, come to bed, and he's like, to bed or to sleep? And I just love the look on his face. I mean, but I think if I know this right, in the behind the scenes scene, Kate had told him something, and it got a reaction out of him, to, you know, so set, you know, Kate and Sam. I'm not gonna repeat what Kate said because, you know, it's inappropriate, but yeah. And, but anyway, that's the why there's the look on his face. That's how that's how she got him to get the look on his face, was she said something. And, but anyway, Jamie helps her out of her corset, and, you know, there's a lot of laces to get out of that thing. But anyway, and she helps him out of his kilt, of course, and, you know, and they kiss, and she asks him, you know, where did he learn to kiss like that? And he said he was a virgin, not a monk. And of course, you know, because we've seen him kissing Leary, you know, so we know he's a good kisser. And, but anyway, and so, yeah, they have their first moment. And it's a little awkward because, you know, he thought, you know, he had to do it like horses, you know. And, you know, she promised him she wouldn't laugh at him for that, but she did, you know. But then he asks her if she liked it, and she confesses, you know, she hesitates, but she confesses that she did. And, you know, and she starts to feel guilty again about Frank. And then she rushes out of the door, you know, to get some food, and, you know, of course, everybody's up still. And they see her in her shift, and Jamie in his t-shirt, or his shirt, and, you know, he tells her to go back into the rooms, and then he'll go down and get some food. And, you know, he starts collecting food, and everybody's, you know, joking at him, you know, and all this. And he's about to go back upstairs, and Dougal has him sit down because, you know, he tells him you don't want to be too eager to return to your bride because then it gives them too much power, to please them. And and then of course Jamie's response is, because they're back in the room now, and he's talking to Claire about it, and his response to that was so sexy. he says he's completely under her power and happy to be there. Then he gets up and starts playing with her hair, and of course she shies away from him, and, you know, and he walks away. And, she apologizes because she's not used to it. And, he comes back and starts playing with her hair again, and, calls her Moni and Down. And if I slaughtered that translation in Gaelic, I'm sorry. But anyway, it means his brown haired lass. And, so that's a new nickname for her. Of course, we all know this. And, but anyway, so she notices, things are starting to get steamy again, but she notices the kilt, you know, for a distraction. And, so he starts talking about, you know, that they're the Fraser colors, the new kilt is the Fraser colors, and it goes into him getting it from Murdaugh. And you know, this scene right here is just the sweetest scene with Murdaugh, because you know, Jamie is wondering if Murdaugh thinks that his mother would be proud of him marrying Claire. And Murdaugh, you know, first, you know, doesn't really want to talk about it, because you know, he says that he's not a gypsy, and that he can't speak to the dead. And but you know, Murdaugh goes on to say that his mother had the sweetest smile, and compares it to Claire's smile, that hers is just as sweet. So yeah, that was a really good moment for Murdaugh and Jamie. I just love this whole scene, because you know, also Murdaugh was talking about, you know, getting the Fraser colors, and that it probably would put a target on Jamie's head just to walk out with the Fraser colors and his red hair and stuff. And so, you know, Jamie is risking his life just to be able to wear his family colors, and so at his wedding. So this moment here makes Claire appreciate all that Jamie is doing just to make this a good wedding for her. And of course, Claire says that she's surprised that Dougal gave him enough time to go get Jamie a new kilt. And then of course, you know, Jamie tells Claire that he had to slow him down, that promised to do this, you know, get married to Claire on three conditions. And here's the three conditions that Jamie needed: a ring, Claire needed a dress, and he wanted to get married in a church. So you got all of the Highlanders going around getting his, putting this wedding together. And this scene, who would have thought, you know, these misfit Highlanders would put together the best wedding ever, you know. Dougal and William went to get the priest and the church, and of course, you know, Dougal has to buy their windows, so they, you know, it's money, you know, money talks in this world. It does everywhere. So but anyway, so Dougal agrees to get the priest his windows if he'll marry Jamie and Claire. Angus and Rupert have to make the key. The blacksmith can't do it, and he'll have it ready in a week, but you know, they need it today and or tomorrow or something like that. And so the blacksmith will get it done for money. And then of course Ned Gowan goes to get a dress in a brothel. But he ends up finding one, and of course he's got the money, and you know, he gets Jamie made the comment earlier too, coming down the stairs, that he paid for his wedding night, you know. So but anyway, yeah, the scenes where they put together the wedding, it was great. So anyway, back to the room where Jamie's telling the story. You know, Claire doesn't believe him, and he says that I'm telling you just the way Ned told me. And and then of course, you know, Jamie asks Claire what were you doing all day, and of course she shows him she was getting drunk. But and she had the worst hangover, and he asks her if she remembered anything about her wedding, and she says she did, but you know, like I said, she had the worst hangover. And but then Jamie says, well, he remembers every moment of it. And then it goes to the voiceover of Jamie talking, and him coming out of the church and seeing Claire for the first time. And she, you know, the lighting in this scene, it's all kind of dark and dreary, you know. But once they take the cape off of her and reveal her dress, and it, you know, he says it was like the sun coming out for the first time when he saw her. And she's so beautiful. And of course he walks up to her and bows to her, and she tells him she doesn't even know his name, you know, she can't marry him because she doesn't even know his name. And of course he tells her his name is James Alexander Malcolm Mackenzie Fraser. And she introduces herself as Claire Elizabeth Beecham. And then Dougal gets impatient, you know, and of course, and so let's get this thing on the road, you know, let's get this done. So they start to go into the church, and of course, Claire takes her ring off that from Frank. And then we see the whole wedding. And like I said, I loved the way this episode was filmed because, you know, I'm glad they didn't skip this. You know, a lot of people maybe watching it for the first time didn't think they were going to get to see the wedding, but we actually got to see the wedding, and it was so beautiful. And, of course, I wrote down, what they said, their vows to each other, what they say, in the Gaelic. It's blood of my blood and bone of my bone. I give you my body that we two may be one. I give you my spirit till our life shall be done. And then they kiss, and of course Jamie says that, you know, if she kisses him like that, maybe she wasn't regretting having to marry him after all. And so that puts Claire back in the mood, you know. And so they take their clothes off. This time, you know, they get fully naked. Jamie gets naked, and Claire walks around him, and... Okay, but then and then Claire takes her stuff off and Jamie comes and picks her up, takes her to the bed, and they, you know, they do their thing again. And of course, you know, Jamie thinks he may have hurt her because she's crying out, and she shows him that, you know, she's not as fragile as he thinks she is, and, you know, she does her thing. And he falls asleep, so she gets up to get some more whiskey. You know, she just wraps herself in his kilt and goes downstairs and runs into Dougal, and Dougal is very inappropriate with her. And Rupert comes in and congratulates her on her wedding and everything, and you know, he makes a remark, and Dougal punches him. But but anyway, she goes back upstairs, and she's sitting there, and Jamie wakes up and sees her, and he gets his mother's pearls, like I said at the beginning of this episode, and gives them to her because they're the most precious thing that it's the last thing he has of his mother, and they're the most precious thing he has. And now Claire is the most precious thing he has. And of course they make love again, and this time, you know, it really feels like making love this time, you know, connecting with each other. And then the next morning, you know, they wake up, and Jamie is telling her to get ready and all this, and he leaves, and she gets up and she shakes out her wedding dress, and her ring from Frank falls out, and it falls into the crack. And she runs to get it, and she's sitting there, and the episode ends with both her hands looking at both rings on each finger. And she's back to reality, you know, back to, oh my gosh, what am I going to do, you know? At this point, for me personally, I would be like, Frank who? But, you know, no. I know. But, yeah, that's the end of the episode, and I guess that's the end of this discussion. A couple things I wanted to talk about. When she was outside the church, you know, and her dress is revealed, I just loved the look on Murdaugh's face. That's something that stood out to me, especially watching it this second time, or however many times I've watched this show. But this time around watching it, Murdaugh's face really stuck out with me. I just thought that was the sweetest look on his face. Like, he approves, you know. But yeah, I guess that's going to do it for tonight. I have some trivia, of course, the usual news, and I actually have some listener feedback tonight. I am so happy about that. So y'all stay tuned for trivia next. So a couple of pieces of trivia. One, Jamie mentions his Aunt Jocasta while explaining his family tree. She is Colum and Dougal's other sister, besides Jamie's mother. She is a supporting character in a later novels and will appear in the show in a few years, possibly season 4. Of course, we're already to season 6, you know, when it comes back, so we already know. We've already seen Aunt Jocasta. And then another thing, and I didn't write it down, but another thing is Claire's wedding dress. Kate Bailiff, she had to have a stool underneath the skirts because it was so heavy. I'm not sure how heavy it was, but I know that during takes, you know, she had to have something underneath her so she could sit down. So yeah, that's all the trivia I've got. So stay tuned for news. So, I shared this in the last episode about men in kilts, but in case y'all, you know, I may have some listeners that don't listen to my episode about men in kilts. So, but, Graham McTavish is going to be in, The Witcher season 2. He has been cast as a new character in that. And like I said in my men in kilts, episode, I actually watched the first season of that show, so it might be something I cover in future episodes or you know, in the future podcast because of Graham, if y'all are interested in that. So yeah, that's exciting news for Graham, and I'm happy for him. I'm happy to see him do something beyond Outlander, and I love that actor. He's been in a lot of stuff that I watch. He was in The Hobbit and a few other things, so I'm happy for Graham, and that's all the news I've got for tonight. Y'all stay tuned for listener feedback. So, the first piece of listener feedback I have 3 of them tonight, by the way. So, but anyway, the first one I have is from Robin. She says, Claire had to marry Jamie, even if she felt guilty for it, and she likes Murdaugh. He's very sweet, and he's one of her favorites. Of course, she was answering my questions that I leave on the group. And the other two feedbacks that I got, they answered the questions as well. So the second one I have is from Susan, and her answers were, I can understand Claire's guilt. She was married. She still thought of Frank as well, still being there as if he was over the next hill or two, instead of 200 years away. She may have had to do what she did, and she knew she had to, but that doesn't mean she didn't miss him or still want to go back to him, or that her first alliances was to Frank. It was very understandable she felt regret. And then she also says that she loves Murdaugh. She loves his advice to him, to Jamie. She said, I always said there was something about Claire that reminded Jamie of Ellen, of his mother. They say men marry women like their moms. She said he fell in love with Claire when she was tending on his shoulder. He took note of her when she was scolding him. Think about it. Think about how Jenny talked to him. Claire said Jenny was the only person who loved Jamie as much as she did. We don't really know what Helen was like, except we can surmise that Jenny took after her mother, scolding Jamie because they loved him and cared about him. Along comes Claire. Suddenly he hears that same fiery temper while she's tending to him, much like Mom and Jenny. He's out on the road by this time. He survived being hit on the head by an axe by Dougal, has been whipped twice by the British, lost his father, been shot, has had his shoulder pushed out of joint. I imagine someone that reminded him of home and being cared for lit a fire in there. And Murdaugh, he said that Claire had the same sweet smile. Even Murdaugh was sent reminiscing over Ellen by Claire. And she said she loved the wedding planners. They were comic relief. And then she goes on to say, yes, the wedding dress was beautiful. All 75 plus pounds or so of it. Claire Catrona said it was a dress from hell, or words to that effect. It was very heavy to wear with all the layers of shimmering mecca. She questions if that was the stone that was sewn into it. She said about Dougal, ever since she found out in the books he was the one who tried to kill Jamie with an axe, she said, I never liked him, but with Graham portraying him, it was hard to dislike him. But in this episode, he saved Claire from Black Jack Randall in the previous episodes. He didn't have to do that. He could have given her over to the British. But I think his mind was always working, thinking of the next jump, the next play, as in chess. By saving Claire and getting Jamie to save her by marrying her, he knew Jamie would never be voted to be the next clan chief, so he eliminated his rival. And then Ugo, from the group, he says that Claire was too much in shock, but her heart already knew she was becoming attached to Jamie. He said Murdaugh realized Jamie was in love with Claire and he needed a woman as a wife, not a child like Leary. Murdaugh also knew by marrying Jamie, Claire would be protected by Black Jack Randall, or from Black Jack Randall. They planned extremely well, especially finding a wedding dress for Claire. That's, of course, you know, our little wedding planners there. And then he says that the dress was gorgeous, but he likes Claire's red dress that we'll see in future in season two. And then he said Dougal did okay by marrying Jamie to Claire, but he is also an arsehole by plotting to make Claire his so he will get Lollybrook. That's all the feedback I have, and I guess that's going to wrap up this episode. If y'all want to get in touch with me for listener feedback, my email address is talkingaboutfunthings@yahoo.com. My Twitter handle is @talkingaboutfu1. And then to get into the Facebook group is www.facebook.com/group/talkingaboutfunthings. So yeah, that's going to wrap it up. And I appreciate everybody who sent me in feedback. But anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. Y'all keep having fun.